Tonight, breaking news, the massive gas explosion killing at least one, shaking a whole downtown. Buildings in flames, emergency evacuations, over a dozen sent to the hospital, among them a firefighter. Tonight, the latest from the scene. A powerful spring storm on the move right now. 50 million under weather alerts. Al Roker is tracking the threat. The new bombshell from Attorney General William Barr claiming the Trump campaign was spied on during the Obama administration. Democrats firing back, accusing Barr of spreading conspiracy theories, and President Trump blasting the Russia investigation as an attempted coup. Cruise ship dangers. What happens if you have a medical emergency at sea? The passenger unable to find advanced help after suffering a stroke.
People have an unreasonable expectation as to what these cruise ships can actually provide.
What you should ask before booking that cruise. The price you pay, just 5 days left to file your taxes. And with many surprised by smaller returns, the IRS is planning even more changes to your paycheck. We'll tell you what you need to know tonight. And the spectacular sight in space, the very first photo ever captured of one of the universe's greatest mysteries.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. It began with a smell of gas, quickly followed by hurried evacuations, minutes before a thunderous explosion rocked downtown Durham, North Carolina today, leveling a building and showering the streets with debris. But not everyone made it to safety in time. At least one person is dead and many more are hospitalized tonight. Our Gabe Gutierrez is in Durham and has late details.
The blast shook downtown Durham just after 10 this morning.
We got a big gas explosion.
Thick smoke billowing into the air.
Need at least a couple blocks closed down.
Witnesses not only saw it, but felt it.
The whole apartment shook. Debris from the ceilings like fell down. The windows blew out.
Listen closely. This security camera nearby captured the moment of impact.
It was just a really loud boom, and you could hear the explosion all the way on the other side of town.
At least one person was killed. 17 others were injured, including a firefighter.
Gas leak was caused by a contractor who was boring under the sidewalk. He hit a 2-inch gas line. An explosion occurred, which actually caused a partial building collapse.
It's the latest gas explosion to rip through a populated area. In February, a blast in San Francisco damaged 5 buildings and shot a tower of flames into the sky. Last year, dozens of explosions erupted in 3 towns just north of Boston. And in 2013, at least 14 people were hurt when several buildings ignited in Kansas City. Experts say anytime you smell gas, evacuate and call 911 immediately. Also, you can buy a methane gas detector at home improvement stores.
There's going to be hot spots for a while. We're going to have smoke and steam for quite a while.
Tonight in Durham, authorities are searching for any more survivors and say parts of downtown will be closed for days. This is still a very active scene in Lester. What's incredible is that it could have been even more deadly. Authorities first got the call about the gas leak around 9:30, but the actual explosion didn't happen until about a half hour later. Authorities were able to quickly evacuate people during those crucial minutes.
All right, Lester. Gabe Gutierrez, thank you. And we're following more breaking news tonight. The monster spring storm on the move. 50 million under weather alerts tonight. At this hour, a blizzard conditions are hitting the central U.S. The South is under an extreme fire risk. NBC's Morgan Chesky is in Minneapolis tonight.
Tonight, a spring storm so fierce it promises fire and ice. Right now, blizzard warnings cover 6 states, including South Dakota, where plows were out. The first wave of the storm even bringing thundersnow. In Colorado, up to 2 feet are expected in a potential whiteout, with wind gusts that could hit 60 miles an hour. The governor already activating the National Guard to help with rescues. Travel on roads and in the air, a nightmare.
We have over 200 pieces of snow equipment just to clear our 6 runways.
To the south, those same winds posing another problem. Dry conditions prompting the National Weather Service to issue an extremely critical fire risk, its highest level. The storm coming from the northwest, where heavy rains have already caused widespread flooding. Rising waters cut off a town outside of Boise, prompting first responders to call in rescue helicopters. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, a heavy wet snow causing a messy commute. A tough reality check for crews repairing roads from the brutal winter.
We just want it to be gone. And tonight here in Minneapolis, we've just learned two of their three runways had to be shut down due to snow. Meanwhile, nationwide, more than 2,500 delays and 1,000 cancellations. Those numbers likely to go up as the storm moves in. Lester?
All right, Morgan, thank you. Let's turn now to Al Roker, who is tracking all these threats. Al, what are you watching tonight?
Well, Lester, we're watching this storm now just getting ramped up. We've got snow from the Rockies all the way to the Midwest. And as we get through the evening hours, we're going to see even more blizzard conditions starting to develop. 19 million people from that whole region, from the Midwest all the way back to the Rockies. And as far as the winds are concerned, dangerous winds, 37 million people at risk from Southern California into the Midwest. For as far as the snow impacts, heavy snow, blizzard conditions, snowfall rates 1 to 2 inches per hour, extremely dangerous travel conditions, and by Friday, it's rain along the East Coast. Lester?
A wild spring, Al. Thanks very much. We're also monitoring new developments in the nationwide measles outbreak. 8 new cases confirmed outside New York City among hundreds of cases spreading in 19 states linked to unvaccinated children. NBC's Ann Thompson has more on the story for us.
New York's Westchester County, home to the nation's latest measles outbreak. 8 cases, including 6 siblings, from 6 months to 14 years old, 2 requiring hospitalization.
I've had people tell me, there's no measles here, so why should I vaccinate? Well, hello, today we have measles.
Why are measles so contagious? Spread by droplets, the virus can live in a room for up to 2 hours after the infected person has left. That person is contagious for 4 days before the red rash appears and 4 days after. 9 out of 10 people who are not immune and exposed will get the disease.
What would you say to a reluctant parent?
Your child's biggest risk is from getting measles if they aren't vaccinated. And I can guarantee you that if they get the measles, they're going to be quite ill. There's also a small chance that their brain could start to swell and a chance that they could die.
Teresa Ward was one of those parents refusing to vaccinate her 2 youngest children until a trip to India changed her mind, seeing so many so sick with preventable diseases.
We don't want to suffer. We don't want disease. And it's just a step in that direction.
A dangerous uptick in a disease that science has already conquered. Ann Thompson, NBC News, White Plains, New York.
President Trump lashed out today with harsh new criticism of the Russia investigation, calling it an attempted coup, as his attorney general made his own explosive comments, saying he believes the Trump campaign was spied on. White House correspondent Kristen Welker has the latest.
Tonight, with the expected release of the Mueller report just days away, President Trump taking perhaps his strongest shots yet at the origins of the Russia investigation.
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. We beat them. Every single thing about it. There were dirty cops. These were bad people.
We asked, has the report been sent to him? Have you seen it?
I have not seen the Mueller report. I have not read the Mueller report. I won. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care about the Mueller report.
For months, the president and his supporters have argued the Russia probe began with illegal surveillance during his campaign.
They spied on me. They spied on our campaign. Who would think that's possible?
Now, in a remarkable moment, this from his attorney general today, who says he'll review how it all started.
I think spying did occur.
Well, let me...
The question is whether it was predicated, adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that.
It comes as Republicans have criticized the FBI leadership back in 2016 as biased against candidate Trump. And as the Justice Department's inspector general is looking into how surveillance warrants were obtained against a former Trump campaign advisor. But tonight, Democrats taking aim at Barr's comments.
That sets off red flags everywhere.
It was deeply disturbing to see the attorney general make such a cavalier suggestion that they were spying on the Trump campaign.
Kristen joins us now for the White House. Kristen, the president also said this today when asked who might take over at the Department of Homeland Security.
Frankly, there's only one person that's running it. You know who that is? It's me.
And now, Kristen, we have learned there is another vacancy at that agency.
That's right, Lester. The deputy DHS secretary just resigned overnight. She had been working with Kirstjen Nielsen, who was, of course, pushed out on Sunday. Late tonight, the president again suggested he'll call up more military to the border as he's promised a tougher direction on immigration. Lester.
All right. Kristen Welker, thank you. In Israel tonight, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears headed for a historic fifth term after his main rival conceded defeat. Netanyahu, who touted his ties to President Trump during the campaign, is set to become the longest-serving prime minister in Israel's history. Tonight, a tragic end to a mystery in paradise, 2 weeks after an American couple disappeared on vacation in the Dominican Republic. NBC's Ron Allen now with the latest.
Tonight, investigators say they believe a body recovered in the Caribbean Sea is Orlando Moore, missing nearly 2 weeks along with his girlfriend, Portia Ravenel. The couple disappeared the day they were supposed to fly home. Authorities now confirm that Ravenel was found by fishermen unconscious by the side of a road leading to the airport. She died unidentified last week at a hospital. A vehicle submerged in the sea found nearby. The evidence suggests there was a traffic accident, he says. Back in New York, friends devastated.
Portia's a vibrant energy, so yeah, I'm going to miss her.
13 days ago, they checked out of their hotel, relatives frantically calling U.S. and Dominican officials for help, even traveling there to search.
I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. I'm saddened.
Investigators saying no foul play is suspected, while the families demand to know exactly what happened. Ron Allen, NBC News.
And if you're planning a vacation, there's something to consider before you set sail on a cruise. If you suffer a medical emergency at sea, many ships may not be able to provide the level of care you need when every second counts. NBC's Kerry Sanders has what you need to know before you board.
John and Lisette Gale in happier times. Now, Lisette struggles.
Who do I love?
The victim of a stroke on a cruise ship last year.
All of a sudden, she just put her hand and she was struck.
The ship diverted to Freeport, where the Gales rushed to a local hospital.
They dumped her like luggage.
There were no neurosurgeons on staff, they say, or a functioning CAT scanner. The next morning, they paid $15,000 out of pocket for an air ambulance back to Florida.
While rare, it is a cautionary tale. Even with doctors on board, as long as man has navigated the seas, it's been up to the captain to make the choice of the best course to take, a decision the captain makes in the best interest of the entire vessel.
Spencer Ahrenfeld represents people suing cruise lines.
People have an unreasonable expectation as to what these cruise ships can actually provide.
While there are guidelines for medical care on cruise ships, there are no requirements for what must be on board.
They basically self-monitor and self-govern themselves.
Cruise ships don't typically take health insurance, nor do hospitals in foreign lands, which can demand payment up front. Travel insurance costs as little as $99 and can provide coverage for medical emergencies and an air ambulance.
We've had elderly people medically disembarked in Mexico, and they end up taking taxis from Mexico back to the United States.
The Gales are suing Holland America for negligence, arguing the 15-hour delay in receiving care caused devastating, irreversible injury. Holland America declined to comment to NBC News, but in answering the lawsuit, have denied the allegations.
Thank you for your prayers.
The Gales now hope their story is a warning for others. Kerry Sanders, NBC News, Miami.
In Maryland today, a crash turned deadly when a tractor trailer slammed into a school bus. A car smashed between them. One woman was killed. Six people, including two students and the bus driver, were rushed to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The cause is under investigation. Tonight, scientists and space enthusiasts around the world are ecstatic over a discovery that will go down as one of the greatest in history. For the first time, we are getting a glimpse of a real black hole deep in the galaxy. Here's Tom Costello.
Look closely. Until today, no one had ever seen this before. That is a black hole called M87, some 55 million light years away. What Albert Einstein predicted 100 years ago is in fact true.
They are real monsters. They are real beasts. It's the one place in the universe where we can go but not come back. And that is terrifying.
Surrounding the black hole is a swirling disk of super-hot plasma. The blackness is the point of no return, where gas, stars, and even light are sucked inside, and no one knows what lies beyond. To find M87, scientists linked a network of telescopes around the world to create a massively powerful array the size of Earth itself. The black hole, nearly the size of our entire solar system. Their findings part of a Smithsonian documentary Friday night.
It was just astonishment, I think, and wonder.
A distant part of the universe, once science fiction, now Science fact.
And Tom, forgive me, but a lot of my perspective on this is from the movies. It's hard to comprehend what happens inside a black hole. How do the experts break it down?
Yeah, we think about Star Trek and Star Wars. They say everything collapses into nothingness. That includes all matter and even time itself. Nothing survives, which is what Einstein theorized. It's really difficult to comprehend.
Hard to wrap your head around it. All right, thank you, Tom. Still ahead tonight, the price you pay and the big new changes that could affect your taxes.
Hi, it's Katie Turr. Want to keep up with MSNBC while you're on the go? Subscribe to the MSNBC Daily Newsletter. You'll get the best of what you've missed during this unprecedented era of news. Text MSNBC to 66866 to subscribe.
Next tonight, just 5 days before this year's tax deadline, word there could be even more changes coming next year as the IRS hopes to eliminate big tax refunds and big payments due. Here's Miguel Almaguer with what that means for you in the price you pay.
With tax day looming and many Americans receiving less than they wanted or paying back more than expected, tonight comes word taxes in 2020 could get even more complicated. Karen Spazzali says more change is the last thing she needs.
My refund was about half of what it normally is.
The proposed changes for 2020, still a work in progress, are aimed at making your returns more accurate and predictable by making sure the amount held back from each paycheck is more exact. That means taxpayers would need to review their withholdings again. And to fill out the new W-4, they could be asked to provide more information, like additional jobs, spousal income, even mortgage details.
There's lots of reasons why an employee might not want their employer to know everything about their tax situation that the IRS does. I think a lot of employees would be concerned that their employers might use that information in ways that are adverse to them.
The IRS plans to release an updated draft for the new W-4 in May, opening it up to public comment and hoping to finalize the changes by the end of the year.
Experts say taxpayers should be ready with old returns and plan to talk to an accountant or your payroll department before the end of the year. Lester.
That's NBC Nightly News for this Wednesday. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.
Hi, it's Katie Turr. Want to keep up with MSNBC while you're on the go? Subscribe to the MSNBC Daily Newsletter. You'll get the best of what you've missed during this unprecedented era of news. Text MSNBC to 66866 to subscribe.